In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, which reads, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." We have two types of sorrows that are given to us in this particular verse of Scripture. One that works to salvation, which does not change. There is no change of mind with God in that regard. And then there is the type of sorrow that we see in the world, which is part of our culture, part of our world system, which is a sorrow which worketh death. It's the type of sorrow, "Oh, I won't ever do that again. I promise I won't do that. Don't punish me for what I did wrong. I promise I'll never do that again." Well, that kind of promising doesn't cut it. That's not the kind of promising that God's interested in. But I want to say this, that conviction of sin is one of the rarest things that ever strikes an individual. Now, I want you to let that statement soak into your mind. Conviction of sin is one of the rarest things. Understand, please, that the Holy Spirit is just a visitor to this world. His home is where? Say, well, heaven, universe. But this earth, he's just a visitor here. So he comes by and he knocks and he brings about conviction. Now, how do you respond to that conviction? We learned in Sunday school that today is the day of salvation. It's not tomorrow, it's not next week, or it's not next month. Today's the day of salvation. So the Holy Spirit comes as a visitor. He brings about conviction of sin. No response, he goes away. And like a visitor, he may come back again. No one just stands at your door and just keeps on knocking. If they got any kind of sense at all, you know, they can keep ringing the doorbell. Nobody answers, you assume what? Nobody's home. Or if they are home, they don't want to see me. Holy Spirit comes, he knocks on the door again, brings about conviction of sin, no response, he goes away. In the early chapters of the book of Genesis, this statement was given concerning that particular time period. It says, "My spirit will not always strive with man," which tells us that the conviction that comes of the Holy Spirit is a rare thing. It's not something that happens every day. It's a rare thing. So we should respond to that conviction of sin that comes into our hearts and lives. You see, conviction of sin is the threshold. It's the threshold of understanding God. What God requires, he requires perfection. I'm not perfect. Therefore, I have to have someone else's righteousness, the righteousness of Jesus Christ. So conviction of sin is the threshold of understanding God. And when conviction comes, it is not the relationship that we have with other people that bothers us. It's the relationship that we have with God. Now, I want to leave that thought with you this morning. So many times in this false conversion experience that we see so much of today is that people are really bothered about their relationships with each other, but they could care less about their relationship with God. And I don't tell you, when the Holy Spirit comes and brings conviction, he moves beyond where you are, and he brings about conviction about your relationship to God. Okay? If you're convicted about your relationship with others as a Christian, that's one thing. But if you're lost and without the Lord Jesus Christ, conviction about your friends or your family or whatever, that's secondary. It's conviction about God and how I've offended him and how my relationship with him is not right. And you'll be surprised when you get that relationship taken care of with God through salvation, all the other things take care of themselves. What a beautiful verse this is. "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of." God's not going to change his mind. "But the sorrow of this world system worketh death." We pray today that the Lord would bring about conviction of sin, and it's the conviction of the Holy Spirit, not the conviction of the sorrow of this world that bringeth death.